Hey, we're back with the final episode of the Mastering the Production series. Today's focus is going to be on logistics. So thank you for joining me here at Marketing Adventure with Jackie as we wrap up our discussion about producing a fashion show. And as you've learned, there is many parts to it. So we're going to end with this 10th part, talking about logistics. So get your paper pen ready. Let's talk about it because logistics is everything. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. You may be wondering, what is logistics? Well, logistics is everything that has to do with location and securing the environment and all of the different components that have to do with where you're having the event, all the things that surround the event as far as the physical environment. We're going to be talking about that in logistics. That is what I'm covering in logistics. Logistics could be how something goes from one place to another. It could be what, like when you're talking about having physical goods, the facility where you house those goods. Those are all the things that go into logistics. It has to do with the to and from and location and environment for something. But as far as the fashion show, logistics is going to be focused on the area in which the fashion show is held, where the practices are held. I'm going to cover 5 different things. So we're going to cover location, seating, changing rooms, the front and back of house on the particular day of the event, and security. So let's talk about those things. One of the main roles in producing a fashion show, one of the lead roles is the logistics coordinator. This person is going to be responsible for those 5 different areas that I mentioned earlier. So let's talk about the location, because this is something that has to be figured out fairly early in the game, because the fashion show runway has to play a part in how it's going to look, and the location is key about that because you need to see what space you're dealing with. Okay, so they're going to look up various locations and make suggestions about the locations for the fashion show. They'll present that information to the team, and then they'll contact the potential locations for all of the information that's necessary to provide the information to the team. So once you've looked at the locations, talked to the team, made a decision, then you secure that location, whether it's going to be at your school or in a park, or at a recreation center, or wherever it is that you determine that you want to have your fashion show. You're going to have to secure that. And that is what the logistics coordinator is going to do. I remember one year, my students suggested having the fashion show at the Fair Park. I don't know what this particular building, automobile building. Yes. And we looked into that. We traveled down that road of looking into that to see if that is going to be viable for us to be able to have our fashion show at the location. It's a nice big building. I don't know the square footage on it, but a lot of events are held there. It's called the automobile building because during our fair, that's where they house the various automotive companies and display cars and all of that. And then there's been some major events held in that building as well. And they wanted to have a major event place to hold their fashion show, but they quickly learned that it costs money to house it there, to have the event there. And then there was also the security as far as paid police security to have it there. And then there were just so many things you had to go through as far as the application and all of the logistics, all the contractual things that they had not thought about. But it was a good opportunity for them to explore that and find out, you know, what all is involved with attaining a location to have a fashion show. Hence the reason why we have our fashion shows in the auditorium every single year. It's free. It's available to us. We have access to it. And the logistics of it, as far as the environment and everything, we are familiar with it. And it's a controllable thing. So anyway, select your location. The second thing that the logistics coordinator needs to look at is the seating. Once you've selected your location, now you have to go about how are we going to seat these people? What is that going to look like? Because generally there's a VIP area. Generally there's an area that's reserved for like family and friends. And then there's your general population. So you have to see how many seats does the facility hold. And, if it's a really large facility, how many of those seats are you going to use actually for your fashion show? So you may have to look at roping off in areas so that people just don't sit any and everywhere and you can confine them to one particular location. But you want to obtain the seat count and then, like I said, determine how many people you're going to have in your VIP section and then create a chart for the seating. And that's a diagram that we always created so that we can not only just show where the seating was, but how we wanted to place people throughout the event that were our volunteers and helpers. And we'll talk about that when we talk about front of house. All right. So the next thing that the logistics coordinator needs to do is to secure the areas for the changing rooms. If you're in a school using your auditorium, I don't know how your school is set up, but mine had the choir room and the band room on one hallway, which rarely was used in the evening time, which is when we normally had our fashion shows. So we always had access for sure to the choir room. Then the band could be practicing in the evening time as they prep for, you know, because during that time when we had our fashion shows, it was in the fall. So they were still in full season with football games and all of those things. And it was generally around homecoming time. So they will be prepping for that. So we might not necessarily have access to the band room, but they did have some practice rooms that were off to the side. We just had to speak to the band coordinator, the band director, to find out what's available. So the logistics coordinator was the person that would be sent out to go and do that, to speak to the various teachers for access to their rooms and gain that approval and have a sheet that we had filled out and had them assigned saying it was okay, so that we would have that formal confirmation that we were able to use those rooms. Now, if you're using another facility, you have to find out if there are other rooms that you will have access to, or if there's a part of the facility that you will have to section off and create a dressing room, like with a tent or with whatever you may have that could act as a divider and provide confidential and security to the models as they change into their clothing. We had to do that one time. We had a fashion show that we did for the city of Dallas at an event that they were holding right there on the plaza at the city of Dallas. And we model clothes that we got from Target and some other locations. And we had to create a dressing room. They asked us what we needed. So we told them that we would need some tents for our dressing rooms. And so they were able to construct some tents. I think we had two different tents that the students were able to change their clothes in and then come out and do their little model walk and then come back and make their change. So you have to arrange a place for the models to change their clothes and secure those. Don't just assume that, oh, we'll have a space. We're renting this space or we're using this space and we'll be able to use the restrooms or whatever. But keep in mind, the restrooms are not a good place for the models to change clothes because the restrooms are being used by the public who are attending the event. So you need to have a place where they are actually going to be able to have enough room for your racks and your clothes, the models, the volunteers, and everyone, the designers and everyone to have access to that location and fit into that location comfortably. Now, the next area, the fourth area is, we're talking about the front and back of room. And that's managing those resources that are actually helping you on the day of the fashion show. And those resources are volunteers, generally from our fashion program, but they also could be other students who want to help out with the fashion show. But it was generally our freshmen and our sophomore classes that were helping out with the fashion show. So what you have to do is create a responsibility chart, number one, to show who's going to be handling what, because you have a lot of different areas, and I'm going to talk about those areas in a moment, that are need to have coverage during the fashion show. And that's why you need that seating chart, because with the seating chart, you see the aisles, you see the doors and all that stuff. And so those areas are going to have to be covered by volunteers. So you create your responsibility chart, you create a diagram labeling where all the stations are, where people will be working with the fashion marketing team and the volunteers. And then you determine the number of volunteers that you're going to need based on how you've laid out that diagram. That will give you an idea of how many people you're going to need as volunteers. So there are two different areas that those volunteers can work in. The first one is going to be the front of room. Front of room means anything that has to do with audience interaction, guest interaction. So the front of room, they work the lobby and the inside of the facility and the volunteer stations, such as being ushers to greet and engage the audience and help them to their seats, and also helping the fashion marketing students with anything that's out in the lobby facility area. So those could be arranging seating and or labeling seats, giving away or prepping giveaways, helping vendors set up if you're going to have vendor tables. Some years we talked about having colleges come and set up tables so that, you know, colleges that have fashion programs so that students can have access to that information. So you may be helping a vendor get set up, or sponsors who are actually sponsoring your event, setting up a table or their display. Then ticket collection is another major area. I usually didn't have any volunteers working that area. I just want to let you know that those were my actual juniors or seniors who were working the table to collect the tickets and money for the fashion show. Don't have anybody working that you don't trust, okay? And sometimes there was an adult there that was actually doing the intake of the tickets and the money. And then, of course, ushering the attendees to their seats and giving them the program or brochure that we've created for the fashion show. And then any tasks that need to be done before, during, or after the fashion show. So that's front of house. And then we had back of house. Back of house means anything that has to do with helping the models. I was behind the scenes. So back of house worked the back of the house with the designer to assist them with the models, getting them dressed and changing into their outfits. So they will shadow and assist a designer from the time that they arrive at the location until they leave the venue. And then their tasks could include, but are not limited to, steaming and ironing garments, assisting the models with getting dressed and removing their garments, managing the organization of the accessories and clothing for a particular designer or vendor, and then tracking and keeping up with the garments and inventory that is inclusive of hanging the garments back up and packaging them at the end of the show. So they are responsible for just making sure everything is taken care of for a designer or a model behind the scenes. Generally, we would assign a volunteer or two to help each model. And they were responsible for making sure that those clothes were put back on the rack and that everything was returned to the rack and that something didn't happen to leave the premises with someone. Okay. So that is front and back of house. Now, the last thing that I'm going to cover is security. And I mean, a lot of times people don't think about this, but you need to have security at all times. On our campus, if we held any event before or after school, we had to have a campus security officer on the premises. And so whenever we held practices, we had to make sure that there was security on campus. And that would be the same as when we had our fashion shows. We had to make sure that we talked to the security personnel to let them know that we're going to be holding our fashion show and just have a point of contact for them so they know who to call or be in contact with if anything should arise while we're having our event. And that's really all that security entails, is just making sure that you have the adequate personnel to be there, especially like when you're doing, like I mentioned before, when we were talking about holding an event at a location off campus, they said that we would be responsible for acquiring security, like off-duty police officers or a security company, or paying for the security that they had there to be at the event. And so security is key because it just helps. It's required most times, and it helps just to make sure that the environment is secure. And you want to create a chart also that just shows all the areas, security points that your volunteers, like your front of house volunteers would also be manning. And security not only includes the outside with the official security guard, but also the inside, making sure that the doors that lead to the stage are managed and that nobody is people aren't going where they shouldn't be. Like, nobody's going into the dressing rooms that shouldn't be there. Nobody's going backstage that shouldn't be there. So they're manning those areas to ensure that everything is safe. No garments and things are being taken. No personnel are being bothered by individuals who shouldn't be there. So again, you're going to create that security point, showing where all the people are going to be to secure those locations. And we had a lot of doors to our auditorium, so we had to put a person at every door to make sure that people weren't going in and out who had not paid for the fashion show. So keep that in mind as well. So that concludes all of the information I have for logistics. So again, the five areas that I chose to focus on for logistics and that our logistics coordinator was managing were the location where we had the fashion show, the seating arrangement for the fashion show, the changing room setups for the fashion show, the front and back of house during the fashion show, and security at all times from practice to the fashion event. So that is all that I have. And this wraps up our whole series about managing the production. I thank you for being along on the ride for this. Again, as I had stated, there is going to be a fashion show production course that's coming out in the fall of 2024. So be on the lookout for it and get on my list so you can be the first person to hear about it. And I am going to be hosting a session where I talk about this, and you will have access to the very beginning of the course for free as one of my participants. So check the link that's in my show notes or below here in the episode notes, and get signed up so you can be a part of that wonderful, fantastic event. I do thank you for coming to Marketing Adventure, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. If you found value in this fashion show production series, I have a program that will be available in the fall of 2024. It will provide a scope of resources to help you create and implement a successful fashion show. It's something I've wanted to do for years. Because a fashion show has so many moving parts. And of course, when you're managing students who are responsible for implementing the show, it really is a project management responsibility. Now, this program will contain video and audio modules, as well as a project management framework, proprietary documents for management in all areas of the responsibilities, signature model call framework, an outline for creating your fashion show Bible, a media kit framework, real examples of my productions, and highlights of my student-led fashion shows, and so much more. Now stay tuned for the early bird invitation to access the program. I look forward to having you access that. And I also look forward to hearing about your fashion show productions and seeing them on Instagram. So be sure to connect with me at Marketing Adventure so I can see all of the wonderful work that you're doing with your program. Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.